Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I am your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the Supreme Court takes up an $8 billion phone and internet subsidy for rural and low-income areas. Second, the United States adds Chinese tech firms to its export control list, alleging they sought U.S. know-how for military use. Third, former President Trump signs a sweeping executive action overhauling U.S. elections, which includes a citizenship requirement. Finally, the Senate is likely to send a repeal of the Internal Revenue Service decentralized finance broker rule to the White House. Supreme Court takes up $8 billion phone and internet subsidy for rural and low-income areas. Today, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a significant legal battle concerning the $8 billion annual federal subsidy for phone and internet services in schools, libraries, and rural areas. This case is a test of federal regulatory power as the justices review a lower court's decision that deemed the Universal Service Fund unconstitutional. This fund, which has been in place for nearly three decades, adds a tax to phone bills to support these services. The Federal Communications Commission collects the money from telecommunications providers who then pass the cost on to their customers. However, a conservative advocacy group, Consumer Research, challenged this practice, arguing that the funding method is unconstitutional. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, known for its conservative leanings, ruled in a 9-7 decision that Congress has delegated too much authority to the Federal Communications Commission, which in turn has ceded too much power to a private administrator. The last time the Supreme Court invoked the non-delegation doctrine to strike down a federal law was in 1935. Yet several conservative justices have shown interest in reviving this doctrine, having recently restricted federal agencies in other high-profile rulings. The Trump administration, known for its efforts to limit administrative agency powers, is defending the Federal Communications Commission program, although the appeal was initially filed by the Biden administration. Consumer Research describes the situation as a nightmare scenario where Congress has not set any limits on the Federal Communications Commission's fundraising capabilities. The tax rate has surged from under 4% in 1998 to nearly 37% today. They propose that Congress should either directly appropriate funds for the program or set a maximum rate. The outcome of this case could have significant implications for how federal programs are funded and managed in the future. United States adds Chinese tech firms to export control list, accuses them of military intentions. In a significant move, the United States has expanded its export control list to include over 50 Chinese companies, citing concerns that they are acquiring American technology for military purposes. This action, announced by the Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security, targets Chinese firms involved in supercomputing, artificial intelligence, and quantum technology, which are suspected of contributing to China's military advancements. The list features subsidiaries of China's leading cloud computing and big data service provider, the Inspur Group, and the Beijing Academy of Artificial Intelligence. These organizations have been accused of developing large artificial intelligence models and advanced computer chips, potentially for military use. This decision has sparked backlash from the Chinese government and affected companies, who argue the move lacks factual basis and harms international relations. The export control list aims to prevent the acquisition of ultra-fast supercomputers, hypersonic weapons, and other sensitive technologies by China. It also seeks to disrupt military collaborations involving countries like South Africa and Iran. The Foreign Direct Product Rule allows the United States to control overseas products that incorporate American technology, emphasizing national security concerns. This development is part of broader U.S. efforts to curb China's technological and military advancements, aligning with previous tariff increases and trade restrictions under the Trump administration. The ongoing trade tensions have seen both nations imposing tariffs and sanctions on each other's goods, with China retaliating through duties and investigations into American companies. The implications of these controls are profound, potentially affecting global supply chains and international business relations. critics argue that such measures could escalate trade wars and impact global economic stability. The situation underscores the geopolitical struggle between the U.S. and China, with technology and military capabilities at the forefront of this rivalry. Next up, we shift our focus to another key issue. Trump signs executive order. Overhauling U.S. elections requires citizenship proof. In a decisive move, former President Donald Trump signed an executive order mandating sweeping changes to the U.S. electoral process. This order requires documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections and insists all ballots must be received by Election Day. The order criticizes the nation's failure to enforce essential election protections and demands cooperation between states and federal agencies to share voter lists and prosecute election-related crimes. States that do not comply risk losing federal funding. This executive action aligns with Trump's long-standing claims of election fraud and rigged processes, particularly in the wake of his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden. It echoes Republican efforts to pass the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which aims to ensure voter eligibility by requiring proof of citizenship. Critics argue that this could disenfranchise millions of voters, as a significant number of U.S. citizens lack ready access to citizenship documentation. The executive order also calls for federal agencies to share data with election officials to identify non-citizens on voter rolls and prioritizes enforcement of election integrity laws. It insists that votes be cast and received by Election Day, challenging current practices in several states that accept mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day, but received later. Legal challenges are anticipated, given the constitutional authority granted to states over election administration. Opponents, including Democratic officials and voting rights organizations, have labeled the order as an unlawful overreach of federal authority, threatening to sue. They argue it could complicate voter registration, especially for married women who have changed their names. The order also directs the Election Assistance Commission to update voting system guidelines, potentially affecting states using voting machines with barcodes or QR codes. In other news, the Republican National Committee has initiated an extensive review of voter registration list maintenance across the country, seeking transparency in how states remove ineligible voters. This comes as Trump promises further election-related actions, emphasizing his commitment to ending what he describes as election fraud. Senate likely to send repeal of Internal Revenue Service, DeFi broker rule, to White House. In a move that aligns with the current administration's aim to foster a crypto-friendly environment in the United States, the Senate is poised to vote on repealing the Internal Revenue Service's broker rule. This rule, updated at the end of 2024, expanded broker reporting requirements to include decentralized finance platforms, such as automated market makers that operate via blockchain technology. The Senate previously passed a similar Congressional Review Act resolution on March 4th, with a significant majority of 70-27. However, due to constitutional stipulations regarding the origination of budget measures, the House drafted a new version, passing it with a 292-131 vote. A favorable vote in the Senate now would propel the resolution to the White House, where President Trump is expected to sign it into law. Critics of the revised Internal Revenue Service rule have argued that it could stifle innovation within the burgeoning crypto industry. The rule aimed to increase tax revenues by broadening the definition of a broker to include entities like automated market makers. These platforms operate entirely through code on blockchains, without human intermediaries or visibility into user identities, making compliance with reporting requirements impractical. The potential repeal of this rule is seen as a victory for those advocating for a more supportive regulatory framework for cryptocurrencies. It underscores a broader effort to position the United States as a leader in the global digital economy by reducing regulatory burdens that could hinder technological advancement and economic growth. In other news, the Senate's action could signal a shift in public opinion towards more favorable policies for the crypto sector, reflecting a growing recognition of the industry's potential to drive innovation and economic opportunity. If all goes as planned, the measure could be signed into law this week, marking a significant step for crypto advocates. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.